This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, you'll meet a man who says he knows how to motivate people to really take care of the environment.
But first, ever since the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal broke, there's been a lot of talk in Washington about lobbying reform. But there is one congressional perk no one seems to want to touch, and that's the use of corporate jets. Lawmakers from both parties use them, and they do reimburse the owners, but only at about a tenth of the actual cost. Susan Davis is a reporter for Congress Daily. She wrote about this in a recent edition, and she joins us now. And Susan, tell us about this practice. What happens? Lawmakers want to go home and they hitch a ride on a corporate jet?
Often lawmakers use private jets, generally owned by corporations, to go home, but more often they use them in their political travel when they are traveling the country to raise money for their candidates and incumbents.
And why not just use a regular airplane? Why use a corporate jet?
Well, that's the argument that a lot of the reform advocates use, is that why not use commercial? But in sort of the simplest terms, one of the reasons why members use it is because when we have these short recesses, members go on tightly scripted campaign fundraising swings, and then they'll hit 15 districts in a short number of days, and commercial aircraft just cannot meet those scheduling needs.
And some lawmakers have to go to these out-of-the-way rural areas that aren't serviced by major airlines?
That's true. One of the things we see, and one of the reasons why members of the Republican Party tend to use corporate aircraft more often, is that just by the geographical nature of congressional districts, they represent more rural areas and areas that aren't served by commercial airports. So it's much easier for someone like the Speaker of the House to do a touchdown in a rural area and be on the ground for a few hours and do it again a couple hours later.
And who is offering their services? Who are these generous benefactors of congressional travel?
There are hundreds of corporations over the past several years that have offered their private aircraft, everyone from Federal Express to Bell South to R.J. Reynolds, corporations that generally just tend to have private aircraft for the use of their own executives, who will lend this aircraft to members of Congress to use as they see fit. And then instead of paying charter rates, they will pay what the FEC, or the Federal Elections Commission, has said is an okay reimbursement rate, which is the rate of a first-class ticket. It's considerably cheaper.
And is the fear that then these members of Congress who are taking these jets, that they're being lobbied while they're taking these jets, that they're going to be more predisposed to granting, let's say, a favor to Federal Express?
That's one of the concerns that reform advocates will call for, is that very few people have 6 hours alone with a congressional leader in close quarters to be able to talk about their agenda and what they'd like to see happen. One of the things that the House bill does do in its reform bill is that if approved, it would ban lobbyists from riding on airplanes with members of Congress.
But that doesn't ban, let's say, the owner of Federal Express from
exactly,
being on that,
or members of the board or executives in the company, or anyone that's a advocate for the company that just doesn't happen to be a registered lobbyist.
Can you give us an example? Let's take the Speaker of the House, Denny Hastert. Let's take him. How often does he use a corporate jet, and how much money is that costing?
The Speaker, when he goes home to his district, tends to fly commercial when he's just going back to Illinois. But more often than not, when Congress is not in session, as just a political nature of being the Speaker, he goes on fundraising swings all throughout the year. In a general election cycle, he probably makes about 200 campaign trips.
200 campaign trips a year?
Mm-hmm. That's estimated by both his staff and the National Republican Congressional Committee.
So that could rack up what? How many thousands of dollars in corporate jet fees, do you think?
Well, generally speaking, the National Republican Congressional Committee, which is the political arm of the House Republicans, is the number one utilizer of corporate aircraft. And according to a database compiled by a website called Political Moneyline, in the past four-year period, they've spent close to $1 million in reimbursement fees on corporate aircraft. It's safe to assume that using this private aircraft saves them millions and millions of dollars.
And are there any proposals being taken seriously to ban this kind of travel?
There has been some efforts in the House and the Senate to either ban the practice or at the very least have members pay fair market value. In the House, Representative Christopher Shays, who's a Republican from Connecticut, offered an amendment that wasn't allowed to vote on the floor that would have required members to pay fair market value. And in the Senate, I believe Senators Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania and John McCain of Arizona also tried to do a similar effort, but that was defeated by a vote in the Senate.
Well, thanks, Susan.
You're very welcome.
Susan Davis reports for the National Journal's Congress Daily.